There is big Iraq news coming in this country later today. President Bush makes a nationally broadcast speech. The White House says Mr. Bush will offer 5 concrete steps for handing over power to the Iraqis. Joining us from the White House is NPR's Don Gagne. Don, what's the pre-spin on the president's speech? Any details released yet by the White House?
We've not seen any excerpts from the speech yet. The firmest detail we're getting is that the speech will last about 30, maybe 35 minutes. It will focus primarily on the need to stick by that June 30th date, that transfer of power. He will really make the point that that is a milestone. He'll talk about the political in Iraq, not here, though the political in the U.S. is certainly a subtext for this speech. He will talk about the path to eventual elections and total self-government beyond the interim phase that starts at the end of June. And he's going to have to talk, obviously, about the security situation and what the U.S. is doing there to try to eliminate the threats. There'll be some talk about rebuilding the infrastructure of Iraq and, again, about the United Nations in ways to bring more international support in.
Well, the U.S. and Britain have today at the U.N. introduced a new draft resolution on Iraq. I guess maybe the president's going to be talking about the elements of that resolution.
We will likely hear some of the details of that. That resolution, Reuters has obtained a copy of it. It endorses sovereignty for this interim government, gives a mandate for foreign troops, which would mean U.S. troops, to stay in Iraq for a year, at which point there would be a review. So those sorts of things will be in there, and we should hear some more details.
Are these new details? I mean, is the president saying, hey, this is something new right now?
They're downplaying expectations along those lines that there will be a huge new pronouncement tonight. There will be detail, they say, but not a real new direction. It'll be very much a stay the course kind of speech. For example, today the press secretary, Scott McClellan, was asked, will the president name a day by which he hopes to bring troops home? And the answer to that is no. Actually, the answer to that is that's not what this speech is about. But still, it is going to be interesting. He's given so many speeches about Iraq, and the language has not changed that much. It's been generally optimistic, even as he acknowledges the troubles. It'll be interesting to see if there's new language, if there's a new rationale or a new explanation for why the mission has been so difficult, especially now a year after the end of major combat.
I know he's planning a series of speeches in the coming weeks, but things have not been going well for the administration in the last month or so. There's Senate committee hearings looking into prisoner abuse in Iraq. Over the weekend, a number of ex-military officers were quoted as saying they're troubled by the progress of the war. And then there's gas prices in this country. What is the mood there in the White House, Don?
You get a very real sense that they are really concerned about this. They think there's time. The clock is ticking toward the November election here. But they do know that this is something they have to talk about, and they are absolutely hoping that things do start to get better because the president is paying a political price.
NPR White House correspondent Don Gagne off to Pennsylvania to cover President Bush's speech at the Army War College later today. Don, thanks for joining us again.
Always a pleasure.